Well, John David Walker was a friend of mine. For 13 years we worked side by side. 2 clock punchers on a factory line, counting down the minutes till quitting time. You can learn a lot about a man in 13 years. All you care to know about is dreams and fears. Now, I'm not saying he was some kind of lamb, but J.D. Walker never killed that man. J.D. Walker was an innocent man. He bore no stain upon his hands, but some poor fool had to take the blame, and J.D. Walker surely fit the frame. Now Big Lee Johnson was the bully of the town, and somehow trouble just followed him around. Big Lee was crooked as a hound's hind leg, cold as winter and meaner than a snake. Just how it happened I surely couldn't say, 'cause I was nowhere near the scene that day. But they found Lee Johnson lying stone cold dead, a bullet in his back and another in his head. But J.D. Walker never shot that man. They found no powder trace on his hand. Some poor fool had to take the fall, and J.D. Walker got his number. Stuck a gun to his head, cuffed and roughed and read his rights. J.D. Walker was jailed that night. Now everybody said they surely had the wrong man, but the verdict was in before the trial began. 'Cause no one gave a damn about the facts of the case when J.D. Walker just fit the frame. J.D. Walker was an innocent man. He bore no stain upon his hand, but some poor sucker had to take the fall, and J.D. Walker got his number and called. Bury my bones on a high, high hill where restless ghosts can roam at will, but not Walker got just what he deserved, that hanging was too good for him and justice was served. But some say I maybe know more than I told. My so-called alibi's shot full of holes. But as for Johnson, everyone agrees that someone had to cure that disease. My one regret, undying shame, is that J.D. Walker was the one they blamed. J.D. Walker didn't stand a chance. I swear that.